What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Between Two Tackles. I'm your host, Alex Spinelli. Nobody alongside me today. I got a solo pod for the people. And today, we're going to be looking at some draft props. It's a little early, maybe, for draft props. It's April 5th right now. We have a few weeks away from the NFL draft, but BovadaSportsbook.com, we got some draft props, so we got to go through them. I think the interesting part of this draft, especially a little bit earlier into the draft process, talking about the quarterbacks at the top, a lot of people are speculating that we could have four quarterbacks go off at the top. I'm trying not to buy into that too much. There's just always so much smoke every single draft cycle at the top of these drafts where we maybe get Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and J.J. McCarthy in a trade-up situation with the Minnesota Vikings who made moves for extra first-round picks, maybe with the Denver Broncos or the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm trying not to buy into that too much, but as we've learned from past seasons, I mean, we're talking about Will Levis this same time last year, possibly being the second or maybe even the first quarterback off the board and then ended up falling into the second round. So I think those are some interesting props to be aware of. Maybe in a few weeks, once we have a little bit more information about these quarterbacks, I'm going to try to stay away from those today and try to get you some early values that the rest of the public might not be on. So first one we're going to look at on Bovada is the first non-quarterback selected. Now, I think everybody expects Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State to be the first non-quarterback taken in this draft. People are looking at Arizona, looking at a wide receiver, but if they trade out, possibly to the LA Chargers, I'm actually going to pivot to a different wide receiver. I'm going to look at Malik Nabers. And for people who have been listening to this podcast, know how I feel about Malik Nabers. I really do think he's the 1B in this class. And in almost every other draft class, he would be the first wide receiver taken. I really do think some NFL teams are really going to like his speed and his explosiveness and just that game-changing ability that he has compared to Marvin Harrison, who's a bit more polished, has a bit more of the route running fluidity. He's got the size. But at Marvin Harrison right now at minus 500 on Bovada, I'm not touching that. I'm going to take a look at Malik Nabers here at plus 300. I think that's really good value for him. And I think that's probably just about right of where those odds could be. I could also see possibly if Arizona ends up trading out at four with one of these quarterback needy teams and the LA Chargers are here. I also think Joe Alt at plus 1,000 could be interesting. But with what the Chargers just did, trading Keenan Allen, releasing Mike Williams, they are wide receiver needy in the worst way. So Malik Nabers on Bovada plus 300. That's the first one I'm going to look at. All right, let's take a look at some of these other bets that I really like. First round bets. I think these are always fun to try to sneak a couple guys who are maybe going to be in that late 20s type of range. We're going to talk about another kind of one of my guys throughout this process. It's been Darius Robinson from Missouri. Big edge. He can also have some interior flexibility. So I think some teams are going to really be intrigued by that. I know this is a popular spot we've talked about. Maybe the Detroit Lions really liking him. The Baltimore Ravens, I could also see that, even though they're kind of offensive line needy. They never shy away from taking defensive linemen. And with Clowney gone, this is kind of an interesting spot for Baltimore. San Francisco, also an interesting team. This is a popular, like, Eric Armstead kind of comp, Cam Jordan type of player, that big oversized edge who's got some interior position versatility. So Darius Robinson right now on Bovada, plus 190 to be a first-round selection. I really love that value. I really think there are some spots at the back half of this draft that he could end up falling into the first round. And if he doesn't, honestly, I think this guy is a lock top 40 pick. So if we're getting 32 picks, I don't think that's bad value there for Darius Robinson to be selected in the first round, plus 190 on Bovada. The second one, third. Oh my God, we're moving through this. The third prop that I really like, the total offensive lineman selected in the first round. Let's talk this out before I give you the actual bet from Bovada. Right now on Bovada, the over is -165, 9.5, and the under is +110. Let's talk this through though. We have our locks: Joe Alt, Olufoshanu, J.C. Latham, Talize Fuaga, Troy Fontenau. I would put, let's keep those as the locks right now, likely to go in the first round. We have Amarius Mims, who's got a ton of traits out of Georgia. I don't see him getting past like 18 with Cincinnati. We have Tyler Guyton, another heavy traits type of player from Oklahoma. Big upside, looked really good at the Senior Bowl. A lot of NFL teams talking about him. Popular spot has been like Dallas. They are definitely needy at tackle. Jackson Powers Johnson, another big Senior Bowl riser, the center interior offensive lineman from Oregon. I think he's got some guard versatility, just a massive player on the interior. And then who else are we looking at? That's eight right now. So then I think the question becomes, and Graham Barton. How did I not mention Graham Barton? Graham Barton is a massive BTT guy. So that's nine. With Graham Barton, I'll just touch on him quickly. Has all five position versatility. I think he could get a shot to play tackle in a pinch if they needed him. But he's been working out a ton with the centers and the guards in that interior spot. So I think he's got great versatility. I think he's a first-round pick for sure. I think the conversation then becomes, do you get a Jordan Morgan from Arizona as that 10th, or do you get possibly another high traits guy in Kingsley Suamatia? I think we at BTT here like Suamatia. I think I'm the highest on him, but I still have a second round grade on him, and I have the same on Morgan. I do think if one of the two players do get in the first round, it's going to be Morgan. I think teams really like his feet, just the way he moves, can absolutely leave him on an island at that left tackle position. This is a tough one because I think what we've seen over the past few years is those second round offensive tackles not really playing up to their draft status. And I think a lot of these teams do try to get these guys in the first round if they can. And there are a lot of offensive line needy teams, especially towards the back half of this draft. And I know there's a ton of talk about all the wide receivers, but with how many good wide receivers that there are, I think those guys are going to get pushed down a little bit into the second round. And after this range of Suamatia, the tackle and offensive line position in general falls off very, very quickly. So I do think there are going to be a lot of these guys taken. But all that to say, I'm going to actually take the under here. I'm going to take under 9.5 +110. I don't really want to pay the juice. And to be honest, just the way I have my grades set up, I don't have Jordan Morgan as a first round pick, and I don't have Kingsley Suamatia as a first round pick. I think Zach Frazier could be interesting as an interior offensive player, but I also think he goes as a top 50 player in the second round. So I'm actually going to take the under here on Bovada at +110 for offensive linemen selected in the first round. Let's keep it rolling. I have two kind of interesting thoughts for this next prop to be a top 10 pick. Now, I think everybody kind of has a few of like the same eight players who go in the first round. We have Caleb Williams, we have Drake May, we have Jaden Daniels, probably JJ McCarthy, I think the way things are moving right now. Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Joe Alt, and I'll throw Roma Dunze in there. That's eight players. I think the interesting spots are Chicago and Atlanta. What they end up doing, because I think those could possibly be defensive players, especially for Atlanta. I think they could go corner or edge. Chicago's really interesting too, because I think they could upgrade the offensive line, but I also think this could be a defensive line pick, so interesting there. I think the Jets are really the team that I'm looking at here for this type of prop to be a top 10 pick. I know there's been a ton of talk about Brock Bowers being the selection at 10. I know they're also very interested in Roma Dunze if he gets there. I'm going to look at the offensive lineman here, though, because I think even with the upgrades the Jets have made, bringing in Tyron Smith, trading for Morgan Moses, bringing in John Simpson, I still think they need a young offensive lineman as a swing tackle, or maybe a player that you could slide into the interior. And I think this is the big key for the Jets. They had so many injuries last year. We had so many rotations of offensive linemen last year. They need some position versatility for these guys. The Carter Warrens and the Max Mitchells of the world are not getting it done. I know they like those guys, but I think the guys that we're going to talk about that they could select at 10 are far more interesting. Troy Fautanu on Bovada right now to be a top 10 pick is plus 450. He has had a meteoric rise over the last month. His showing at the combine was outstanding. The way he moves in the drills, I mean, he looks like a tight end when he's out on the field, the way he moves around the field. And I think the Jets could be really intrigued by his nasty nature and the fact that he can play that interior position. I think if they drafted Troy Fautanu, I think he would push John Simpson to play that left guard position. And let's be honest, you're not getting 17 games out of Tyron Smith. It's just not going to happen. I think he could end up being your left tackle for a few games. And in that same vein, on Bovada right now, it's Elise Fuanga, plus 300. He's another guy that we've talked about possibly moving to in the interior, just with that mauler mentality, that big frame. Doesn't have the biggest kick slide from that tackle position, so I think guard could actually be a better spot for him. So I think those are two players that I'm looking at that I'm going to be betting on to be top 10 picks. I really do like the Fautanu bet. I actually think the Jets would be in love with him, but I also think they would really like Fuaga's mentality on that offensive line. So plus 450 on Bovada for Troy Fautanu, and then plus 300 on Bovada for Talize Fuanga. I do think it comes down to the Jets being at that spot. So maybe I pivot and just bet them to be drafted by the Jets. All right, I got two more props for everybody here. Let's go through them quickly. First, running back selected. Now, the value right now, I don't really know where it lies because there's just a cluster of running backs that are likely either late second-round picks or third-round picks. And I think those guys that we're going to talk about, Trey Benson is the betting favorite right now at plus 160. Then you have Jonathan Brooks from Texas, who's coming off an ACL injury, who was the prohibited number one running back to come off the board. But now with this ACL injury, I think that may have some teams wary a little bit. A guy I really like, Jalen Wright at plus 300 from Tennessee on Bovada, could be an interesting bet. I'm going to take Jonathan Brooks here at plus 225. I think what we saw from this free agent market with all these veteran running backs actually going pretty fast on day one. You think about Josh Jacobs, you think about Saquon Barkley, you think about Aaron Jones getting let go and then picked up quickly by the Minnesota Vikings. DeAndre Swift, one of the first signings of free agency to the Chicago Bears. I think this is really telling about how NFL teams view this running back draft class. And I don't think there are a ton of teams drafting a running back in this draft in particular to be their starter, to be their 1A. I do think there are a lot of teams that could use running backs and use them in a committee. So I'm actually going to take Jonathan Brooks on Bovada at plus 225. He had the best season of all these guys last year. He was outstanding. I think he can do even more in the pass catching game than he even showed at Texas. And I think for a lot of these teams who maybe paid a veteran running back, you want to bring in another guy. This allows them to play out with that veteran running back in this first year while Jonathan Brooks is still getting healthy, still recovering from his ACL, and then he can really hit the ground running in year two. So I love his overall makeup. He's got size, he's got speed, he's a good pass catcher, he's a really good blocker. So Jonathan Brooks plus 225 on Bovada. I think that's where the value lies. If you want to take another swing on somebody, Jalen Wright plus 300 on Bovada. Guy's just an absolute speedster, game wrecker. I do really like Trey Benson, but in a group where I think all these guys are so clustered, I think I don't know if there's that much value there at plus 160 for me to take Trey Benson. And then the last one I'm going to look at here is total Big Ten players selected in the first round. So on Bovada right now, the line is set at over 5.5. So let's talk this through before we talk about the actual bet. Marvin Harrison from Ohio State is one. J.J. McCarthy is two for out of Michigan. Olufoshinu from Penn State is three. And then we're taking a look at Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the cornerback safety hybrid. I think he's a first-round pick for sure. And then you're looking at the players to be selected would be either Chop Robinson, the edge from Penn State, and Jerzon Newton, which would make it seven. Right? Do I have my math right? Jerzon Newton, Chop Robinson, Cooper DeJean, J.J. McCarthy, Olufoshinu, Marvin Harrison. That's six? Six. Okay. Get my math right. So let's talk about Chop Robinson and Jerzon Newton. Chop Robinson, even as a Penn State guy myself, I have him a little bit lower than I think some NFL teams are going to have. I do struggle with some of the technique that he has. I think he needs to refine his hand placement and his hand usage in general. But I do think you take a look at that 40 and that 10-yard split and just the way he gets off the line of scrimmage, he is explosive. So I do think he is a lock to go in the first round. I think some of these edges are starting to get pushed down the board. Wouldn't be surprised if he was the second edge taken after Dallas Turner. I think Dallas Turner's first edge off the board. And then let's talk about Jerzon Newton. Didn't test at the combine, but man, is that tape good? And if NFL teams are watching the tape as closely as we think they should be, it's hard to see a team not falling in love with him. And I do think there are a lot of good spots for him. I think Dallas could be a good spot. I think the Rams could be a good spot, losing Aaron Donald. We talk about possibly San Francisco, Detroit, Arizona could all be interesting spots for Jerzon Newton to land. So I'm actually going to take the over here. It's a little juiced up. It's minus 165. But I really do think at the end of the day, those six guys are pretty much locks to go in the first round. All right. We are definitely going to talk more props throughout this draft cycle. I'm so excited for the actual draft to commence. But these are some of my early selections on Bovada. And I hope you guys continue with us throughout this draft process. We're going to have a lot of good stuff leading up to it. We got big boards, we got my guys, we got mock drafts. We are finishing up our position rankings with the running backs, our last one. So stay locked in with that. As always, please rate and subscribe to the pod and follow our Twitter at Two Tackles with the number two. You can also find us on underdogpodcast.com and stick with us as we head towards this 2024 NFL draft. Appreciate all you listeners.